Tuesday, December 19th. Some discussion today on personnel. The president wants to keep pushing to get some punch into the undersecretary selections. He's concerned about still going ahead with the dull gray manager types. Decided he wanted to change his decision on commerce and take the guy with more pizzazz instead of Bob Fry, the good, safe manager. He wants to keep the OEP job open to consider using it for Ann Armstrong as an additional assignment, and decided to send Marshall Green to Australia. Had some discussion regarding a letter he'd received from Bunny Lasker on SEC selections. The main object of concern today was Vietnam. He had Kissinger in this morning and was talking about the Hague report on his meeting with Tu yesterday. He says Tu was really shaken by the president. He was talking about Vietnam, Kissinger reporting on his meeting with Javits and Javits' advice, saying don't play to me on the Vietnam thing because I'll oppose you in any event, but use your mandate and play to the House, not to the Senate. Nothing's going to happen in the Congress anyway for 6 months, and you should go ahead on the basis of what you're doing, even though some of us will have to publicly oppose you. Henry said the first bombing wave today got in and out with no losses, so that's a little better than yesterday's run. Talked about the POWs and the need to work on them, have to keep the League of Families in line and all, and discussed some points of contact with them via Hague and Scowcroft. The president then emphasized that the main thing now is what happens as a result of the bombing. All that matters is getting it done, that is, getting the settlement. We shouldn't worry about the press in the meantime. They're worse now because we won the election, and that frustrates them. The president obviously was trying to shore Henry up, as he seems to keep feeling he has to do. After Henry left, he made the point that we can't let the line develop about the point that Kissinger had peace and the president pulled him back. We can't let the president take the blame for the thing breaking down. For example, the theory that some columnists was building the presidents all seem to do foolish things in their second terms. As he got to thinking about it, he said he was going to put off his Florida trip for a day and get everyone in and give them the line to get it out, Ziegler, Colson, Klein, and so on. He thinks we need to keep that moving and to keep everyone suppressed on the adverse stuff, such as Dole and human events and all that. Feels we should be fighting that part of things better, and that he's got to get control of it. He did later today get Ziegler and Colson and me in, and Ron gave a report on his briefing on Vietnam and all, and then discussed the question of what should be done on our PR on Vietnam, especially on the Nixon broke Kissinger's word line and that Nixon pulled Kissinger back from peace. How do we answer the point that we were raised false hopes? That answer being that North Vietnam was the one that raised the false hopes by putting the talks out, not us. And now we've got to make it clear that North Vietnamese have pulled back from their POW position, and that the president wants an absolute unconditional agreement for North Vietnam that all POWs will be returned in 60 days before he'll do anything. He's very strong on this point and on his concern that we aren't getting the right basic line across, although all of us felt that it was coming across right and that it would be the worst possible thing for us to start trying to push the line at this point. So he gave up on his idea of leaving. Had a long meeting with Stans this morning. He reviewed with the president the same things that he had reviewed with me last week. And the president generally agreed with his recommendations for recognition of major donors and so forth. Wants to have him hold the surplus $3 million in some fund under his control until we decide what we want to do with it. Some discussion of RNC finance chairman, and Stans is pushing Bill Middendorf. And some discussion of the House Congressional Campaign chairman, Stans thinks Bob Wilson's going to go for it. President said he would not do the March 28th fundraising dinner if Wilson was the chairman. After the president met with Ruckel's house today, he called Cole and me in to see what we thought of Ruckel's house as FBI director, which might be a very good idea. Also, while Colson was in, he got into some discussion, the president got into some discussion of Conley and the need for him to make a move now that he can't just stay on the Democratic side and hope to come in later and pick up the Republican nomination, that he's got to move for it now or he's got no chance of getting it. End of December 19th.